fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We talked a lot about football in the opening segment, so we're late as usual to Sean Kelly on Husker Line. Sean, good morning. We're going to go rapid fire here.
Good job,
Nebraska John. Is 2-0 for the first time since 2016, and everybody's talking about the college football playoff. Why do we do this to ourselves, Sean? Why? As a fan base,
why do we do this?
Well, it's an expanded playoff this year, so it is a different year. Essentially, the New Year's Six bowl games are the playoff. But you're right; we are getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. But Nebraska looked good the first 2 weeks. You can kind of see some wins on the schedule moving forward. And if you're a 9-3 team, you could sneak in there now in the Big Ten. I'm not saying Nebraska's going 9-3 by any means, but there's a path to get there, and you look at some of the other teams in the Big Ten and the way the schedule plays out, there's going to be room for four Big Ten teams, and Nebraska, you could argue, is in that area where they're knocking on the door of that. They're probably in that groups 5-7 in the conference right now.
Sean, I'm going to ask you a question you couldn't possibly know, but it's just for the sake of discussion. If Nebraska lost to Colorado, had Nebraska lost to Colorado on Saturday night, would they have gotten Christian Jones, the west side linebacker?
It doesn't seem like it. I mean, okay. I think Christian Jones, a big thing was he wanted to watch Nebraska and see how it was all going. And then he was here the last 2 weeks, and just get a feel for the direction of the program. And, last year they didn't have a great year, as we know. So I do think the last 2 weeks, topped off by the win over Colorado, the atmosphere, everything that kind of came out of this week being ranked for the first time since 2019, all those things played a major, major factor in kind of getting the ball over the goal line, where Matt Rhule could probably just say, like, look, man, what else do you want to see? Mm-hmm. You've been here countless times. We're 2-0. We've played young freshmen. Look, one of our freshman linebackers, Willis McGahee, gets a strip fumble in the game. That could be you next year for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could lay it all down like that, and they were able to get it done. Oklahoma, obviously, was the other major player there, and he had not been down there for a game yet to start the season.
Sean, we've talked about Christian Jones a little bit. It seemed like a little bit of a – would you say long shot that they were going to get him at one point?
I never would say it was a long shot. Okay. It just always had an unknown feel. I mean, I'm like, God, I'd be surprised if they can't get this guy, but he was really stringing it out and kind of playing a hard-to-get type role. And there's other factors with recruiting now and NIL and other things that we don't know about and kind of what, all the things he is looking for, not just what was happening on the field. I mean, there's probably some other pieces to it all, but to get the top in-state guy now, I mean, that's a great finish. They're at 19. And there's three other guys left, Cortez Mills and Michael Terry and Dawson Merritt. They're all, if they could get one of those guys, that would be a major victory, and they'd be at 20 in this class.
Sean, we've seen two games so far of Dylan Raiola at quarterback, and it already feels like you don't have to worry about him. He's just kind of a guy that knows what he's doing. How do you assess his first two starts at Nebraska?
Well, just his poise and his management are the two biggest things that I think that jump out. To have no turnovers in his first two games as a true freshman, I mean, I'd love to know the data on that. I mean, there can't be too many that can say that in the history of the game. To make some of the throws he makes, to put some of the checks and reads on him during a game, he's been outstanding in those areas. You compare it to a year ago, the quarterback position had 7 turnovers over the first two games.
Good God.
The context was a little different. They were on the road both games. They were playing Power 5 teams both games. But still really impressive no matter how you spin it, what he's done. And, the arm talent, the throws, the sky's the limit. I mean, he is the future star of this. He's a priority to start this program, as we know, what Matt Rhule said, the defense is really their star. But between his management and taking care of the football and then that defense, they've got the ability to keep winning here every week.
What, speaking of rising stars, what do you anticipate seeing from Ja'Cory Barney the rest of this season?
Yeah, I just wonder, since he's not on that outside receiver role, how can they feature him more?
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But there's no doubt they're going to keep featuring him more. I think the head coach made that pretty clear that they need to get him the ball more. Mm-hmm. And you can just see how electric he is. Every time he touches the football, you kind of get up out of your seat a little bit. You really see kind of an extra gear with him, the way he plays the game. And, you know, he was, in my opinion, he was somewhat of an under the radar recruit to most fans. I don't think a lot of average rank and file fans, you know, had a lot of early expectations for Ja'Cory Barney, for him to come in and be able to do what he's been doing.
Okay, Sean, call it. Who's winning that inside linebacker job if Bayer is unavailable, which he probably will be? Is it going to be Vincent Shavers or Makai Bayer?
Or Stephon Thompson.
I mean, what am I talking about? Bayer's already starting. Is it Stephon Thompson or Vincent Shavers?
Bayer's
out.
Bayer's out.
There's been a concussion. Right. Someone's had a concussion.
I have a concussion protocol. I'm in it.
I think they go with the veteran Stephon Thompson. That's just my feeling.
Stephon Thompson?
I think he'll get the nod. And Shavers will play a lot, though, too. I think that's what they'll end up doing, and obviously John Bullock will be in the other side. And there you go. You forgot old Bullock there, Sif.
I'm in concussion protocol,
every
Sean.
Day.
Please give me a
every
break.
Day.
Okay.
John, no. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
So, Bayer will probably be out. Yeah, Bayer will probably be out.
Out with injury, just out because of the targeting.
Targeting.
Okay, that's only for a half, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so he'd be out for a half. And Sean thinks they'll start Stephon Thompson, who's the Syracuse transfer. It could be Vincent Shavers. I always lean toward experience. I do. Especially, you know, in a game like this, Bill, does it matter to you that you and I, there are three backs on the depth chart, 240, 231, I think then 220. They're big. They just run at you. You want a guy, I mean, how much does that factor into a decision about who to play? Do you try to play a guy who's a little more box oriented?
No, you just play whoever is, like I said, can do everything, which means get the defense lined up, make the checks, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Who's playing the best? Who understands the entire? It's like, well, this guy probably deserves a start. He knows everything better. He plays fast, but this guy's thicker and they're big running backs. No.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. It'll most likely be the other way. There's some merit to that, to having, you know, like I said, back in the day when some of the things that you had to take on linemen, you had to take on the different things you had to do in the box, it was harder. It's not quite as hard as it is, but still playing in the middle of the defense is very difficult.
I'm pretty much stuck in 1983. I am. To clarify.
Better times.
Way better times. Yeah. So Bullock will start, and then the question is, will it be Thompson or Shavers? Bayer will play the second half. Bayer has played really well.
He has
11 tackles through two games. No drop off from Javen Wright. No visible drop off. Bayer,
do you expect Wright back anytime soon yet? Is there any update?
His father was on the ticket, and indicated that he could be back in a few weeks. So we'll see on that. I think Bayer really, again, out over my skis a little bit, but he's played the position his whole life. He's been a linebacker his whole life, and he kind of plays like that to me. He just looks like he's very natural at the position, and he's a dude. He's a dude. I probably underestimated him a little bit. I thought there'd be a drop-off. There hasn't been.
No, he's been very good.
No.
Before I get to break, this segment, too, always sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids. Farmers know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. Bex provides the best lineup in the marketplace
For a full farm quote, go to BexHybrids.com and always remember the three F's, faith, family, and farming at Bex Hybrids.
If you drive out there today, what's going on, Jake?
It's Husker Harvest Days.
Husker Harvest Days.
All the way to tomorrow as well.
All the way through tomorrow. What's
that mean?
You want to go out there. They're harvesting. There's a chance they're going to talk through some harvest. And they have plots out there. Me and Jake have seen the plots of farmland.
Oh, yeah. Plots?
Yes, plots. They call them plots. And they go through and they'll show you, well, this seed is what was used here. This seed is what was used here. And all you see is just corn euphoria. It's just,
really?
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
It's like a celebration of corn?
It's a corn party. Yes, of corn.
We've had corn sweat. Now we've got corn euphoria.
Yes. Yeah. So those guys are getting it down. Corn euphoria. Yes.
Right, this sounds like something you want to get involved in.
It does, right away. It's like, what are you guys doing? Well, you heard about the corn euphoria, correct?
Yeah.
You know, I'll head out there.
This sounds very wholesome,
and also a great place. Why wouldn't you just go out there and take your kids out there?
Yeah.
And just let them know. I would love to have known about Bex when I was, like, in third grade.
You might be a farmer right now.
I might be a farmer right now, trying to get into it.
Thriving.
It's always easy to buy a bunch of land. That's always pretty cheap.
Thanks to Bex Hybrids. When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day on early break.
Mailbag.
Mailbag.